GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing. GHRT picks up the Petey Cudor telephone line as the hotline to Howie, the Boston-based talk radio titan. Howie, we want to follow up with you on Vice President Mike Pence successfully getting word of at least a five-day ceasefire. But then we have these reports that, someone's firing at someone over there, Fox News, saying that they've got it verified on the ground. But I want to go back to what ABC television did. And George, did you see the footage that ABC ran? I apologize that I missed this, and I shared the video on our Facebook page, and some listeners said, I can't believe you missed that, Rick, and I apologize that I did, that I'd missed that. Had you seen what ABC did?
No, I did not.
I know, because Howie, for those that don't know, and some don't, could you fill them in on what ABC Nightly News did?
Right. Well, Sunday night on the World News Tonight, they have this guy, Tom Lamas, filling in. He's a pretty good reporter. I met him out in Cleveland at the Republican convention, talked with him for a while. We had him on the show. And he's the one who did a lot of the work on Hunter Biden. So I'm kind of surprised that he would get involved in a hoax like this. It's probably his producers. They wanted some video of the Turkish invasion of northern Syria into the Kurdish areas. And obviously that's a pretty tough place to get to at this particular moment in time. So somebody convinced them that he had some video or they had some video of it. But it was very, very amazing, colorful video. I mean, you couldn't take your eyes off it once you saw it, as you've now seen. But the problem was it wasn't from Syria. It was from Kentucky. There's this place called the Knob Creek Gun Club, and it's no connection to Knob Creek Bourbon, which is an upscale Jim Beam brand. But the Knob Creek Gun Club has a machine gun night every year, and they put up these little buildings, and the buildings explode when the fire is coming in on them, the machine gun fire, and it's very colorful. And They put this up there, and they said this is exclusive video of the terrible carnage that is being caused, with the unspoken inference that it was President Trump's fault. It wasn't in the Mideast. It was in Kentucky, and nobody was being killed. It was just good old boys having fun with machine guns, and it was taken off YouTube. I mean, anybody who goes to YouTube and punches in Knob Creek Gun Club 2016 can get it right now. And so they ran it on Sunday night, and then again on Monday morning with George Stephanopoulos, a paid operative of the Democrat Party, for many years, a member of the board of directors of the Bimbo Eruptions Unit for the Clinton campaign. He's running it again the next morning with the shock and dismay on his face that President Trump has unleashed the dogs of hell, bedlam on these poor Kurds. And it was totally bogus. And people who people who busted CBS back with the Texas Air National Guard, people know this video, and they looked at it. They said, this is the same video. And they got busted, and they had to withdraw it within an hour. And they put up a small notice on the ABC News, quote unquote news website, saying we've taken down the video from Kentucky, but they never had like a full blown apology on the evening news or Good Morning America. They just let it slide. It's just never mind.
And by the way, let us tell
happens every day.
Let us tell our listeners that the video that shows both the Knob Creek event and the attack in Syria footage that ABC ran Sunday night into Monday morning. Someone took both of them and they have them both up on the screen at the same time, and you see them that they are perfectly similar. So there's absolutely no question that was. And you never know if it's like some associate producer that's pulling this stunt and getting something on, but whoever is in the anchor chair takes the heat. And perhaps,
yeah,
and perhaps
like I said,
rightly
Lamas
so.
Doesn't seem Lamas seems like one of the better reporters at the network news level. And this goes on and on. I mean, the other day Trump had people in, and they were asking the reporters in just for a brief chat at the White House, And they were asking him about Syria again, and he said, hey, listen, you know, we got problems on the southern border. You know, Turkey, Syria is not our border. So then somebody rushes out and says, Trump says, it's not our problem. Well, there's a lot of difference between saying it's not our border and it's not our problem. I mean, if you say it's not our problem, you seem extremely callous, especially about people you've been fighting alongside for 15 years.
See, I'm trying to think of, by the way, I'm trying to think of another incident where we saw a network playback video that was, and the only other time that I can really think where it was this blatant is when they selected the new pope, the Vatican selected the new pope, okay? And then they show, what are you laughing at, George? Are you familiar with this?
Go ahead.
Well, if you saw it, if you're laughing, tell listeners what they did.
Well, I'm not sure of this. Go ahead and tell me the specifics. I just remember everybody laughed about it, that it was fake video.
Okay. They put up video that showed the crowds so excited to see the Pope make his first appearance.
Right.
Okay. And people were just standing around looking up. Well, then they got the actual images that came, and there were people that were standing there holding up their smart devices, iPads, iPhones, and taking the photo. They tried to pass off antiquated footage of a Pope appearing at that same location as now here comes the grand appearance of the Pope. So like you said, Howie, it happened. It's not until someone in the know exposes that you figure out that this actually happens. And you say it happens every week?
Well, I'm just telling you, these are two incidents just this week alone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why were they, you know, I mean, Megyn Kelly, she went back to Fox the other night and she said, look what happened. Look at NBC News with the Harvey Weinstein thing. They Harvey Weinstein had the goods on Matt Lauer, their morning superstar. And he said, I'm going to bust Matt Lauer if you bust me. So they sat on the story. They killed the story, even though they had face-to-face interviews with Weinstein's victims, and they had audio from the New York City Police Department, audio from the police saying this guy confessing that it attacked women, and they wouldn't go with it. Yet, when Michael Avenatti, the now indicted, soon to be going to prison lawyer, brings this woman in with this totally bogus fake story about Brett Kavanaugh a year ago, they use that as the lead story, absolutely knowing it was false. This is NBC News. This is another network. NBC News, they got the interview with Juanita Broderick 20 years ago talking about how she was raped by Bill Clinton. Everyone believed it, and Brian Williams, the fake news avatar who's made up stories about everything, he refused to put it on the NBC Evening News. I mean, this is just it. There's two standards here. There's one for Republicans. You can go with any kind of unverified crap. And if you don't have any unverified crap, you just make it up like ABC News did. And with the Democrats, even when you've got a story solid, you don't run with it, whether it's, you know, Weinstein or Lauer or Bill Clinton or any of these other people.
Mm. Yeah. Having worked TV a long time, I can tell you, I don't know anything about those issues. One of the problems isn't with the video we were talking about. There's always a producer that needs B-roll. And there sometimes it's happened.
Video.
It's happened to me that, in fact, it happened recently doing a sports story. They ran video that had nothing to do with the story I was doing.
And we know this, and Howie, you know this. Listeners might not. It goes from a producer to an associate producer, and eventually it trickles down to the intern. Anyway.
Right. I mean, that's why you see when you're watching any newscast, any cable news company, and you see the chyrons, and they're these whopper errors. And, you know, most of them are just made out of total ignorance. And that's because it's just somebody who's 22 years old who, you know, he has a college degree, but a college degree today is worth probably what about an eighth grade education was 30, 40 years ago.
So going back to the ABC ABC News and what they did Sunday into Monday, how confident can we be that they've actually broken the ceasefire in Turkey and Syria? I mean, it is possible.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody expects. I mean, you know, as Trump said, these people have been fighting for hundreds of years. I mean, I don't think you're going to have like a totally clean ceasefire. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be people settling scores. You know, it's like a gang war. You know, they can say the gang war is over, but people still keep getting shot. And these are military forces. I don't think it's that's significant. I mean, I think the fact is that you know, they got the Turkish president to meet with Pence and Pompeo. And I think that's the important thing. He agreed to it. He realized that, you know, Trump Trump was serious, that he will try to destroy their economy if they do something. And I think they can get the thing worked out. I thought it was, I wasn't in favor of what Trump did, but it seems to be working out very well.
We got to scoot pretty fast, but before we go, we heard you talking about dirty rats on your show yesterday, and it sounds like you've got some really interesting stuff that people can access in a podcast form.
Right. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts, go to Dirty Rats, that's where you can find it. Or you can just go to my website, HowieCarshow.com, and click on Dirty Rats, and it's there. We put up a new one yesterday about one of the Tulsa, Oklahoma police who was investigating a murder that Whitey engineered, and it took him basically 30 years to run the case down because he was getting so much blowback, mainly from the FBI. And there were police in four states were trying to crack this case, and the FBI was just stopping them. And it finally ended up with an FBI agent arrested for the murder of this guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I mean, it's just outrageous stuff. And it's really interesting, especially, if you're a police officer, especially interesting. Go to DirtyRatsPodcast.com. This was part one of a two-parter. We'll do the second part where he actually cracks the case next week. I think the listeners will enjoy it. It's pretty pretty fascinating stuff, I think.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.